If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM, let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This summer, click into cordless power with Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. And keep your flower beds looking fresh with the 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Then clear leaves and debris with the 40-volt leaf blower. No cords, no gas, no hassle. Click into Memorial Day savings happening now at the Home Depot and on HomeDepot.com. How doers get more done.
This episode is brought to you by Grand Hotel, a new show coming soon from ABC. We're going to talk more about it later in the show, but just make sure to check out the sexy summer drama premiering Monday, June 17th after The Bachelorette on ABC. I got to watch a sneak preview of the first episode. It's really fun. The lead guy is super foxy. I think you guys are going to really like it. Also, speaking of super foxy, Patreon is up still, and Katie and Anna and I just last week did a recap. We did Bachelor England, and we talked about the guy that looks like John Krasinski with the top knot. But we're about to start Bachelor in Paradise Australia, which we loved so much, and our favorite, Alex, the Russian hot accountant, our friend Alex, who was on, I believe, JoJo's season of The Bachelorette. He actually is on the show, so we're going to start watching that on Patreon. You can become a patron and watch, listen to the bonus episodes. So, and also don't forget, coming up sometime this fall on Netflix, I will be on Insatiable Season 2, which we will film. We're almost done filming. We will finish in June, so check that out. This episode is also brought to you by Lola, a female-founded company that sells all organic cotton tampons, pads, liners, and all-natural cleansing wipes. We'll talk about Lola more later in the show, but go to mylola.com to learn more, and you use promo code ROSE for 40% off all subscriptions. So check that out, mylola.com.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We're back, guys. I feel better already.
I feel so good.
You
so
guys.
Good.
I just got one.
It's beginning.
Question.
Here we go. Episode 1 of Hannah B.
Yeah.
Will you accept this rose into your world?
Answer the question.
I know. I didn't say yes yet. I didn't give you consent.
I asked you a question.
You know, I heard you. I hadn't made up my mind yet. Oh, my God. Welcome to the very first episode of the Hannah Beast season of The Bachelorette. My name is Arda Marine, coming to you from my bougie garage somewhere in California. Across from me is Tana, no longer Tana, Hosnier, with a really cute cat t-shirt and very cute pink nails. Hello,
you
Hannah.
You can call me Sun Damage.
Oh. Sun Damage Hosnier. I like
yeah.
it. Can I call you SD?
Yeah, SD.
Okay, great.
Tana is now SD.
Okay, SD is here. I'm with Katie Levine.
Hello.
But we have with us a very special guest.
I love a damaged woman. I don't care if it was the son, the mother, the father.
You know what? It's good if it's the father. If it's the father for you. Well, I just want to introduce this man. I like him very much. Oh, he's the captain! His name is Banyos? No, si, Banyos. No, it's Anya Banyos. His name is Steve Heitner. He tried to fuck my mom, but then she rejected him, and he's a good guy, and we love him. Mr. Steven Heitner!
Oh,
we $75,000. We made new songs for the year. There's all new songs for
this
season.
That is so sweet. That is almost that is almost as good as the old McDonald's song.
Yeah, oh, my God. We made new songs for the new season.
Thank you so much.
Did you love it?
Well, I don't know if the reference to your mother is necessary.
No.
Things happen in the past. We move on.
No, I'm just saying. You tried to fuck my mother.
Well, again.
Okay. No, just wait.
I don't know if the out loud part has.
I don't know, like, in case people, like, hadn't heard you before. Maybe this is our first time listeners. Like,
yeah.
I just feel like it should be on the table. You tried to fuck my mother.
When you say the table, it sounds like you need it out of your mouth.
No,
leave
right.
it on the table.
No,
I'm
right.
fine.
Sure.
Stop saying it.
No, I can't. I can't stop saying it. I'm number one. I can't stop saying
wait,
it.
Did you try and fuck?
Did you?
Oh.
He tried to fuck my mom.
See, that's
tried
not the table.
Tried to fuck my mom. Also, speaking of new songs for the season, guys, let us pray. Let us start this season properly. Let us elevate it even more than last season. Shall we begin? Roll Tide! You just remind me of home. My name is Hannah Beast. Will she, won't she, find her dream lover and go all the way to the legal bone zone? Will she take it to the legal bone zone? If she humps a guy in the fantasy suite, will she find her man or will she just hiss like this? Welcome to this season of Will You Accept This Rose? Hannah Beast Podcast Season begins! Wow, that's hard on the ears. To everybody out there who's listening on high-end holy headsets, cow. I'm so sorry. That's hard to hear.
Wow, you've really upped it. Yeah.
You know what? I've really just given in to the composer side of me. I'm dropping some singles, Steve.
Right. I just don't want you to ruin it like, you know, American Idol ruined it, where everything's a big production thing,
right.
You know?
I'm the Ruben Stoddard of American Idol.
That's what Idol. I want. I want the simple, easy days.
You want back in the day. So you want me to be
Kelly Clarkson.
You're like, I don't want Fantasia. I want Kelly Clarkson. I don't want, who is the old, Taylor Hicks?
Taylor Hicks, nice, yeah.
I don't want the David showdown.
Well, you got the new one now, Wade.
I don't know Wade.
Wade apparently had some sort of accident and his vocal cords don't work and he's in the finals of American Idol.
You know what? So that means I have a chance.
I was kidding about any of that.
You're telling me I have a chance.
Oh, you.
That's
the same thing your mom
that's
said.
That's what I mean. That's what.
You brought it up.
No, I think you were. That's what you said to my mom.
Oh, I see.
If
all right.
Splitting hairs.
Oh, I see. You make the jokes about your mom, me not so much.
Guys, listen. What did you think of the show last night, Steve?
Well, I don't know. I know you like to go in order of episodes.
We're just doing
an overall.
We start with the overview.
Okay, then let me know if this is too much overview.
Okay, great.
I had the bar extremely low for our lady friend.
No, this is appropriate.
Okay, so I had the bar extremely low, and she surprised me.
Me too.
Right, so that's the good news. But I don't know if you understand quite how low I had the bar.
We also had a very low bar, and I found that I liked her.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't know. We'll see. Look, I think, and again, I don't want to get into moments in the episode yet, but she did a couple of things that were just fantastic. But I just don't know, like when it started and they did that video of her finding out again.
I know.
And I'm like, oh, my God, this girl she doesn't say anything.
Well, it's also like it's like she obviously knew in advance and she's a bad actress. And like her even trying to walk through the fields was like, I don't know what to do with my hands.
Right.
And like by the train tracks and stuff. Which I appreciate the honesty of. It is unnatural to walk in a sundress through a field and act casual.
Like, not for me, it
isn't. I've never seen those photos.
It's been awkward for people to watch me do it. I've been detained.
Sir, ma'am. Oh, sir. Sir.
That's right. Don't make me prove it.
Sir, ma'am. Sir, we're going to have to ask you. That's our field that you're walking through?
Oh, no. This is the world's field. So, I was really, I mean, even as the episode started, I was still like, this is just going to
right.
be a train
wreck. Sure.
But, you know, she became kind of a person.
That's right.
She was somewhat assertive, dear
I agree with you. SD, what'd you think? Sundam.
I mean,
Sundam. Sundamage.
Yes, around Dimash.
Mademoiselle Dimash.
I actually, I had the same feeling. Like, I was like, well, this is going to be interesting. And then she really, I mean, clearly she's been trained to speak in full sentences and not have like a panic attack in between. And I thought how she handled certain situations pretty well. Like, she... Yeah. I saw a side of her I did not see during Colton season, which was, it was fun. I'm excited to see what madness ensues.
I was happy to see Demi again. Mm-hmm. Katie, overall, what'd you think?
I loved it. Great. I genuinely loved it. I thought it was great. I liked Hannah a lot more than I thought I would. Yeah. Steve and I were talking about before.
Okay.
And as he put it, the bar was a little low.
Now you have it. Let's just start off this episode nice and hot.
Yeah.
With Katie has a conspiracy theory. I haven't heard it yet.
Oh, yeah.
Steve has heard it, and I told her to save it for the pod. Let's just start off.
Like that crazy?
Let's hear your theory.
It's pretty crazy.
I bet it. She always has a crazy
theory. Peter's going to be the Bachelor next year.
Who's Peter?
The pilot.
Peter the pilot.
I just have a fucking feeling. I don't know why. I just have a feeling he's going to be the Bachelor. He's going to make it far. We see that he does make it far. That's getting a little ahead.
Yeah.
But I think he's not going to make it all the way, and he's going to be the Bachelor.
Do we think that douche that found the Lord in the shower is going? Is he going to win?
No, I think he's our next Luke Pell.
Good point.
Isn't his name Luke or Lucas?
Yeah, Luke. Yeah. It's also Luke P. Oh my God.
Shit.
Yes. People out there, if your last name begins with a P.
That's my tagline.
Luke P.
Destined to be a piece of shit. He can't have that.
That is his new catchphrase. He went from his gold year gold to destined to be a piece of shit.
He also tried to fuck Arden's mom.
Years ago. Literally.
It was
years ago.
Moments before he found him in the shower. He was trying to fuck my mom. You know what? JJ, he wasn't her type, but she was still flattered.
Yeah.
But with you, not so much.
Not so much, no. I've never gotten the, trust me, I'm flattered. I never get that.
It's like...
Some have been foolish enough to do it. Most haven't, but I never get the flattered.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
That's right.
I just had a flashback of the only time that we ever got close. The first year I knew you. Okay, Steve.
Oh my God. Got close to what? A cat? Because I'm breaking out here.
No, you and I. Are you breaking out?
No, I'm not.
So we were in Vegas. We went to Vegas.
Good spot for it.
With Fred Savage and TV's Kate Walsh from Grey's Anatomy and Private Practice. And we had gone to, I see, either Wayne Newton or Tom Jones.
Yeah, I think we saw Wayne Newton that night.
That night. After I dropped my bag with my salve in it, you...
Sav. Right.
I ran into you in the hallway. It was like 3 a.m.
Sure.
We were staying at the Hard Rock. Uh-huh. And I was like, hi, Steve. And you just looked at me and you're like, steer clear. And I'm like, what? I'm like, what do you mean? Beep, 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 beep. Now, for those of you out there, it's 2019. It does sound a little rapey. That's not what it meant. Steve's not that guy. He is a gentleman.
I was being a gentleman.
No, as much as we know, it's a joke that he tried to fuck my mom. He is a gentleman. So his steer clear. Now, he might have different wording in 2019.
Then steer clear of me?
But steer clear in the late 90s makes me laugh.
Yeah. I thought it was a kind gesture.
It was.
It's 3 a.m.
It was 3 a.m.
I probably had enough Jameson for a rugby squad.
Yes. No, your liver was walking down the hall before you were.
That's what I was saying, steer clear.
I was like, what is that on the carpet? What is that purplish gray mass on the carpet that seems to be leaking above your belt?
Whatever it is, it's working right now.
And it's not the thing that's coming out of your belt. It's actually your liver. Okay, so they keep saying Hannah's not an actress. She's not a movie star. She's just a real girl looking. Are they calling her ugly? What are they saying with that?
I think they're talking more her personality.
Okay,
because like, she's real. Yeah. They kept saying that.
She's not so poised.
I felt like they were. Like, part of me was like, are they trying to be like, we get it. She's not JoJo.
She's gorgeous.
Well, she is gorgeous.
She's pretty attractive. Yeah.
She's beautiful.
She has the best cheekbones I've ever seen. Like, I was saying,
no, her body
real?
Is insane.
Like,
her body's insane. Trust me. I just feel like they kept saying that. I'm like,
I think they meant personal.
All right. I feel like they were like, she's
but
not.
But they're using it as a thing. Like when they did the field and she goes, oh, what am I doing here? Like, you know, I mean, obviously.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
And then they called her and she goes, I want it. Ugh. Can we discuss the fact that her dad had flat ironed hair? Did you watch that special? Her dad has long,
not.
Flat ironed hair.
I did notice that the mother walked into the room, looked right at the camera, and then remembered, oh, I was told not to look at the
right.
camera.
Right. It had full face. Everyone was in full face, including her dad. Had full contour, looked right into the camera. Right. I also
and then she looked away.
You know what? I've also done that. I've actually also done that. And then she goes, they're by the train tracks, and she goes, I don't know what to do with my hands. I mean, what did you think of that?
Well, I think it's the same thing. There you go. They're trying. Look, they can use anything they want to use. They don't have to use those things. They're trying to say she's the every girl who
she's
doesn't
relatable.
Know how to do this.
Yeah.
She could be you. She could be anybody. What I appreciated about her was I went through pageants. I never felt good enough. Even when I became Miss Alabama, it was so much to handle. I appreciate her openness about her low self-esteem, sort of. Like,
was she Miss Alabama was Miss Western Alabama and went for Miss Alabama?
No, she was Miss Alabama, but she lost at Miss USA. Miss
she did
Teen.
It like 9 times in a row before she won, though.
Oh.
That's what I remember reading.
And then she didn't get as far as Kaylin and some other larger
I think
pageant.
Miss America.
So they got to – she was the state,
but she didn't get
to the country.
Okay. All right.
Didn't even place.
Yeah.
Really?
Kaylin was quick to tell you, didn't even
Yeah, Kaylin, yeah.
From what I could tell, it looks like she has a nice tuchus.
She is a cute bot, I will say. Like, when she had those little leather short shorts, I was like, she looks foxy.
Yeah.
Okay, so then we meet, Tyler, 2 classes away from being a dance minor. He's a carpenter.
Oh,
a dance 2 classes away from being a dance minor.
What does
he
that
was
mean?
Terrible at dancing. That he was the worst.
He was like the dirty flash dance stripper.
He was footloose. He was like Kevin Bacon.
Oh. It was so bad.
It was really bad.
Yeah.
He's the but his future guy. A judge would let him get away with anything because of his future. We got to think about his future.
That was him?
That's the one I always think, like, his face just reminds me. That was just, like, that case for, like, the Stanford kid who, like,
yeah.
in trouble because for sexually assaulting women. And the judge was like, well, we need to think about his future.
Look, he's such a great swimmer.
Yeah, yeah. And you're like, are you fucking
real?
He's got that. A lot of the guys are just so clean cut where you see that a lot where you're like, oh, this guy could get away with murder.
So I know.
Are we going to look at, like, 25 photos of guys and call 20 of them rapey?
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
No, I think he's like the only one.
No, we called him. We did this last week and we picked him out. He was our butt. This photo, because we did our draft picks. This guy was the butt, his future guy.
Oh, that guy is not.
Yes, he was. That's
it's just his look. Everything about him, that coral jacket.
He got out of the limo and he literally seemed like he was drunk or high.
Yeah, for sure.
He's like, hey. What's up? And his eyes weren't even open.
Who was the dude who ate the hot dog? It was chewing.
We haven't gotten there yet.
Dude,
I started to point it out. He was chewing. He was like, it's a sausage party. He talked with his mouth open. He had mustard.
That was so nasty.
It was like he didn't. I felt like the Box King had a better entrance. Anna, you were right. The Box King, you were right.
What a goober.
Oh, wait. He showed up fully in the fucking box.
I said that. Yeah,
Katie said
that.
Fucking box.
He did.
With the styrofoam, which upset me so much.
Yeah,
he was even more. You know he saw Grocery Store Joe last year and thought, I got a shot.
Right.
Yeah.
Chicago family business. Uh-oh. But sorry, you talk too much and Joe didn't.
Yeah.
And
Joe was
wrong.
Like super hot.
And Joe was also just like very endearing. He was very sweet and real.
Yeah. And the box guy seemed more like Joe didn't seem like he was trying to sell the business.
His company. Like,
he's trying to sell boxes.
And the box
produce. And I got produce. I'm the produce king.
I got a banana for you.
The box king. Yeah. Also, we kept making package jokes, which is like, you probably have a small dick.
Yo, there's no way he does not have a small dick. 100% small dick.
Note, don't ever tell a package joke. All right, I'm just jotting things down. Let's continue. Moving on.
Did I just hear that? Yeah. Is your son okay?
Huh?
Do you think he's okay?
I think he's completely fine.
Okay,
you seem more concerned than
he's
I do.
Okay, great. So then we have Peter, the pilot. These are all the people we met them a little before. Mike was really cute when he brought his flowers to his great-grandmother, and he said that she was the first woman he ever fell in love with. And then she said, you need to listen and pay attention. He was very sweet.
I hope he goes far to potentially also maybe be a bachelor pick.
Agreed.
I hope.
Guy?
We're hoping. Mike.
Mike.
Okay. Oh, Mike.
Let me see his
He's so good looking.
He was
so sweet. The way he like actually asked her questions, like, how are you
sweet.
Doing?
Yeah, he was sweet with Hannah.
Right.
He was sweet with Hannah. His grandma raised him right.
His mama. Yeah.
He had a few too many platitudes, didn't he? He talked in platitudes. You don't know.
Oh, I have compassion. Yeah, that thing. Yeah, you're right. That is the 5 C's. I was fine with it.
The five. Oh, by the way, what were the G's? One of them was. They were like about
Wasn't
him.
Wasn't it C?
Oh, no, it was C's. Yeah. It was, yeah.
Compassion.
It was, compassion. Caring.
Caring.
Charm.
Charisma.
Charm and charisma. Those are the things you live Chlamydia. By? Charm and charisma?
Is that what he was looking for?
No,
I thought that was the five things he lived by.
I don't think he said charm. I don't know what he said.
Because
you know
he started well with character.
Class, maybe?
I start with, I got nothing. I start with cocaine.
Cocaine. Chlamydia.
Crotch rot.
Yeah. Crabs.
Crankiness.
Yeah.
Cholera.
That's a weird thing to say.
Cholera.
I got it.
Charisma. That's so weird.
I don't know. I felt like he kind of knew his mark. He knew what to say to be like, guys, I'm a great guy. And it's like, okay.
Yeah, it was just then a little,
okay,
little too
we,
much
we're, okay, we're not even at the limo yet. We're still meeting everybody beforehand. Then we get beforehand Matt Donald, who grew up in a deaf house. He was 26. I was rooting for him. I was rooting for him.
He grew up in a deaf house?
I liked him. He was very sweet.
Everybody in his house was deaf but him.
But him?
Yeah.
Wow.
You didn't watch it?
Well, I watched the episode. They didn't say he grew up in a deaf house.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. They showed him signing with all of his family.
Oh, I did take a shower.
Wow.
Did God
come talk to you? Hey, Steve.
Yeah.
Don't pay attention to the guy that grew up in the deaf house. You just skip over that part. We've got, let's see. Okay, so there's almost no point in even going over there before. Let's get to the mansion. And she is like, well, Southern is comfortable.
Yeah.
But that hasn't served me well before.
Mm-hmm.
But she doesn't seem like the type to
branch too far.
Yeah, like she might say that, but I think she'll end up with a Southern guy.
Well, it did seem like there were quite a few African-American gentlemen on the
Yeah.
Platter.
I mean, here's hoping. Like, you always hope they go far.
Yeah.
But then it ends up in, like, the weird ABC machine of, like, okay, well, okay. There goes all the people of color because it doesn't work for our audience.
Yeah. Well, do you think – well, I mean, it doesn't work for the audience. If a woman chose to pick – one of those gentlemen, ABC is not going to say no.
True. Yeah. That is interesting. I mean, we'll see.
Let's hope that Hannah Beast is
historically.
Did it seem like there were a lot of African American gentlemen more than usual? It seemed to me.
Well, I mean, I feel like now 2019 number. In general is getting more diverse in general.
More diverse in general.
It has been the last few years.
I feel like a lot of them had the same vibe though. Like everyone had kind of a jock vibe.
Yeah.
You know, that was like her type.
Right.
So I think they were looking for the jocks.
Yeah, for sure. Clean cut.
Yeah, clean
very
cut.
Clean cut.
Jocks, international basketball players playing on teams you've never heard of.
Okay. So we knew that Jed was – no, he did not come right out of the limo, the singer-songwriter. He did not come right out of the limo and sing.
Right.
Okay, so according to his bio, he got his heart broken and he hasn't written a song in years, but he sure busted out a Roll Tide song.
Yeah, sure did.
Really?
Yeah.
He's going to go far.
She seemed to like that Roll Tide song. And he seemed to have a decent voice.
By the way, he did kind of have a Jason Mraz vibe.
He was
a great talented. Singer.
His voice wasn't bad.
We can go out of order because I feel like during the – it's like there. It's just sort of the – I was surprised that the first person out of the limo was Jared, our golf pick. And
Garrett.
He didn't go – she didn't – he didn't
no,
make
but
any
he barely
mark.
Talked. He's in the coming up.
He
so
is.
I'm hoping.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
Hoping
and
he,
I'm wondering if like they like edit it. Because like, I mean, I don't know. Maybe they just like –
because usually – it feels like with The Bachelorette, usually the first one out of the limo
is a front runner.
Is a huge front runner. And she didn't even seem to talk to him.
Yeah, but I think that was strategic for them to place.
And then
there.
Also he did a those horrible golf jokes. I hope I don't bogey.
Yeah, that's bad. Yeah.
He was a pun
you know
guy.
What? I feel like even Hannah, it's a lady boner killer if you have a bad joke.
But she did like that Birmingham. As soon as he said he was from Birmingham, she was like, uh-oh.
Yeah, hey now. Southern feels comfortable. He was cute.
Yeah.
Then we have fence jumper Connor came.
What was the fence jumping? I didn't understand that.
It was because of the Colton.
But he didn't refer to the Colton.
Well, it's
well,
the same
was
joke.
Like someone, I'll you jump, deserve someone
yeah,
to
you
jump
deserve
a fence
somebody
for you.
To, yeah, to jump.
If you're going
to
do that, you got to make a joke referring to the Colton thing.
I mean, she said something like, "Oh, you're already jumping fences for me," or
right?
Something like that.
And then he said, "Yeah, Colton's not the only one," or like you know something.
Yeah.
You got to refer to it.
I don't think that people. He did say you deserve somebody to jump a fence for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he didn't refer to Colton at all. It seemed ridiculous to
He's
do it.
He's leaning, I think, towards being a front runner somehow. I mean,
I
she definitely
really cute in person too.
Wait, let me look at him.
Here.
Yeah. Right. Connor.
Wait, I thought he was super cute in person.
Who was the one that made the disgusting eating out joke?
That was Lucas, right?
What
during,
joke
during
was
after
that?
The final
during
roast?
After the final rose, he the guy that's like the squished man's Nick Vial.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah, he made an eating and out joke.
He did?
Yeah, like it was really grody.
He also has like crazy Luke Pell eyes as well.
Yes, he does.
He's got some like some.
Okay, let's talk about John Paul Jones.
Oh,
my name is John Paul Jones. My friends call me John Paul Jones. So you. Can call me John Paul. He looks like a waxen. Somebody tweeted us that he looks like a 19th century vampire.
He's like a Patrick Bateman type, right?
His resting face is anger.
Oh, yeah. Also, he talks like with his brow so heavily. I was like, what are you doing?
And out of the side of his mouth. And then when he hugged her, it was so aggressive.
Yeah.
Honestly,
it was really scary.
Because there's some people that come on like Waboom, who's clearly a little crazy, but is like, it's just thirsty for attention. Then there's people who are actually mentally ill. I think John Paul Jones is actually like I think he's like Jack Stone.
Well, he was the one that's like, I didn't give up a promotion to be.
No,
here
yeah, he's
to
angry. He's
it's
angry.
Like,
yeah, he's
dude,
very angry.
You should have taken the promotion.
Very. Yeah, you should have. And then like punched a wall at the Christmas party.
Yeah.
What promotion was he getting?
He seems like the type who'd be like, fuck you, Mom.
No, he really feels like a Neil LaBute play. Like, you know what I mean? He feels like a Neil LaBute play of like, he feels like the judge would be like, he didn't have a break. Like, clearly he did it.
Yeah, like, I don't know about this guy.
Yeah, you know what? John Paul Jones.
And he already has the three names that most mass murderers end up having.
Is that true? Oh, yeah. John Wayne Gacy.
Yeah. Do you know why that the mass murderers have three names?
Why?
This is kind of interesting.
Talk.
Because a lot of people might have that same name, so they want to make sure people aren't like, are you the mass murderer? So they say their middle name, so it makes it very clear.
Oh, shit. That's a great idea.
Oh.
See? Oh. Arden didn't understand it. Her eyes are glassy.
Wait a minute. So meaning like to be kind to the other John Gacy's out there?
Yeah, to basically say, no, we're looking for John Wayne Gacy. Yeah.
Oh, so that's right.
So it's not a coincidence that they all have three names.
Interesting.
There you go. Moving on.
So it would be Arden Van Amersch Marine jumped out of the bushes with a
skin damage. Skin damage, isn't it?
Send SD.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No.
Send him on.
Also, if skin it was just John Jones, could you imagine? Hey, I'm John Jones.
I'm hoping that, because everybody else just gets their first name or a letter, I hope he has another last name.
He has more J in there?
That is John Paul Jones McKittickolly, like another name.
What is John Paul Jones Jones? He's like, both my parents had the last name Jones.
John Paul Jones Jones.
John Paul Jones Jones.
John Paul Jones Jones.
Right. John Paul Jones. Bond. John Paul Jones Bond. No, that's not going to work.
John Paul Jones Bond.
That's our poster.
John Paul Jones Bond.
John Paul Jones
Octopussy.
Bond.
I can't get over the way he would just speak with his brow.
He's so
weird.
Heavy.
Like,
he's so weird. Okay, let's talk about Luke P. and the Lord in the shower talking to him. He found God in the shower.
He's like, I was jerking off.
I was jerking off in the shower after I fucked all the women in Florida. He's from Florida. He's from Florida. He fucked everybody in Florida.
Wait, he's from Florida?
Yeah, he's from
Jacksonville. The panhandle.
Yeah, he's from Jacksonville. And
he's putting the newborn baby through hell.
Yeah, and that's right, that newborn baby.
It's just like, I was just born.
My neck isn't formed yet.
My baby was not, like, sturdy on very concerned.
My neck is gelatinous. You pick out your own fucking shirt, Uncle Loopy. You pick out whatever. Yes, blue. My neck is not formed.
Help.
My esophagus is blue.
This is blue.
John Paul. So uncomfortable.
John Paul Jones, go back to the shower so God can tell you this is not how you treat an infant. My neck isn't formed.
I really was like sliding off.
Kept propping your back up like, yeah, you look like you want to be in a Bachelor video. You've got it, Steve. You've got it. Do you want me to do it for you?
Yeah, I'm doing it.
Okay, great. He seems like a piece of shit that the other guys hate. I have to say, Lori, God bless our Lori. Our Lori, who is our... Did you spill?
I didn't. I'm good. Stop obsessing.
Okay, Lori texted me a really funny tweet that Nick Viall did about Luke.
Oh, Nick Viall hates him.
Why? Oh, yeah, why?
He was tweeting nonstop. Yeah.
Okay, ready? Nick Viall tweeted... Okay, hold please. Why does he hate him?
I think he just can tell he's a piece of shit.
Yeah, he's lying.
He wrote, also, Luke P. seems like the type of guy who is capable of being really shitty and then defends his action by saying, only God can judge me.
Yeah.
Not true, Luke. I'm judging you right now. Also, I hate your tie.
No, I mean, we first of all made fun of his tie last night.
That fucking tie was bad.
It was
this
terrible.
The Jacksonville guy?
Yeah.
Yes.
The religious guy.
Yeah.
My friend Liz. Hi, Liz. Yeah. She listens.
Yeah. Hi, Liz.
She texted me last night, and she said, or this morning, she goes, because she thought he was going to be a front runner, and then she was like, no, I've like changed on him. I think he's going to make it far, but he's going to be really aggressive.
Yeah, he feels roidy.
I think he's going to knock someone out.
I think the whole thing with all the ambulances and stuff.
I think the whole thing,
my favorite line, I mean, where they said for that's coming in several episodes,
right.
Is when she says no, I'm not a virgin, but Jesus still loves me.
Yes.
Is that not going to be the greatest line
although,
of the season?
Although Lori, as a gay lady, did not like that she said, I believe marriage is made for sex.
Yes.
Sex is for marriage between a man and a woman or whatever.
No, I caught her saying that too. And
it's a combo of her standing up for the fact that it's okay that she had sex, but apparently, I'll text you what she said.
I was a little upset.
Yeah, she said. Wait a minute. Hold, please.
She didn't say anything about scissoring.
She said sex is between a man and woman in marriage.
Right. Uh-huh. Which, I mean, who knows if she was just saying that in the heat of the moment, if that's how she really thinks.
Well,
you know?
It's not something I would scream in public in front of cameras, but I think it was more about, like, look, I do believe in saving yourself, but I have had sex and I'm not a bad, and Jesus doesn't hate me.
I think she was meaning she believed in the sanctity of marriage more so than anything else.
Yeah, I don't know if she meant it like that, but it came off that way.
Yeah, it came off aggressive.
I mean, to be honest, she might mean it that way.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, who knows?
Probably. You
know, she's deep Alabama.
Yeah. I would imagine.
You never know.
Okay, so then we have the...
flat iron hair does not mean you're progressive, apparently.
It doesn't. Make a note. Flat iron hair doesn't make me
progressive. Steve, your flat iron hair looks great this year.
Thank you so much. It's so hard to do.
Yeah.
It's really long. It got real. It's like to your waist.
Well, I was trying to curl it initially, and then
did you get the Brazilian straightener?
Huh? Well, I got a Brazilian, but
so you're completely waxed with long flat hair.
What I saw removed wasn't straight.
Yeah.
My lord.
He's got long flat iron hair.
I think your son was in here for a while.
He got out of here pretty quick, didn't he?
Oh, my God. He was so not interested. He's just roaming around the neighborhood. High as a kite.
High as a kite. You have to explain why my son is high.
Well, Steve's son, God bless him. Steve's son, Jack, who's the best.
He's the best. He's going through chemo treatments right now, so you do CBDs and some THC, and he did some. And I was like, Jack, you got a little buzz going right now? He's like, oh, yeah.
And so he was in here listening, and then, I don't know, and quite honestly, he doesn't need to listen to this filth.
You think it was maybe when you were screaming that I tried to fuck your mom? You think maybe that was the part that got his attention?
My buzz, man.
Yeah, I was harshing his buzz.
You were harshing his buzz.
I warned him.
You did.
I warned him. I'm filthy.
You sure came through in the first minute of the podcast.
Nothing like a classy lady to invite a teenager going through chemo into my home and scream about his dad trying to fuck in front of him. He's like...
And he's high. You can only imagine. And he's high.
Oh, Dad, I was not ready for that.
Yeah, Dad. Where do you think Arden's house? The house?
He liked my cat.
Yeah, I was like, he liked all the cats. We need to talk afterwards.
He liked my cat.
All right, let's get back to this.
Okay, well, then comes Roller Boy Ryan rolling up going Roll Tide. I don't know.
That's not a good idea.
I didn't like it.
I didn't like it.
Then we have Matt Donald with the tractor and the bro here and the bro there. Oh,
yeah. I thought that actually worked by the end of it.
It was kind of cute. It was kind of cute.
At first, I was like, oh, no.
No, but the bro was funny. But the guy's like, what do you mean I'm a bro? It's like, you're a fucking bro.
You're a bro.
They're all bros.
I'm surprised he went home.
I am too.
That was interesting.
It's just because they like showed his family and stuff. It always was weird to me. They like take the time.
He must be going to paradise.
To show your family. And then yeah.
I thought they were trying to angle him for a grocery store, Joe.
So, I thought so too. And I thought he should have taken the hat off.
Yeah.
Because he wasn't a bad looking guy.
Grocery store Joe got cut on the first night.
Exactly. So and I then thought that's
true.
Why.
And look where he's at.
Because they showed his package as well and he got cut. So maybe they're trying to be like, hey.
They showed his package.
Did they?
They showed
his
dick.
They showed him at the grocery store.
Yeah.
Oh.
Being like, guys, this is where you find your produce.
Hey, over here, of course, he's done, Joe.
Can we talk about the back-to-back pilots?
Yes. I mean, how the fact that one of them got cut, the one who didn't wear the uniform, is like, he's like, I should have worn that fucking. The look in his mania when he turned around and saw the guy right after him was a very handsome pilot in uniform.
Like, but the other guy was really handsome.
I know, but he wasn't in uniform.
I thought Peter was hotter.
The one who stayed.
I thought Chasen got that, like, he had that aggressive, like, nice guy vibe, you know?
Yeah, he seemed like a pretty cool guy. But it is amazing how the pilots, they were panicked when they realized they couldn't identify as the pilot.
Oh, no.
That was true.
And then Peter lucked out because now he's back to being.
Now he's being the pilot. Dude, but they were both freaked out.
No, they were. It was literally like they thought they had it in the bag. Like, here comes, like, at the height of, like, NASA, like, the hottest astronaut ever.
Right.
Remember when we went to dinner and there was that astronaut next to us, the old school, and he called him a Viagra-powered raisin?
Buzz? Is it
not
Buzz?
To his face.
Buzz Aldrin? I heard he's gotten a lot of
women's packages.
Buzz Aldrin?
I think it was. We went to Dan Tana's.
And Buzz Aldrin was next to
him?
That's
was.
Actually, that's something my brother said. My brother was like, astronauts get a lot of pussy.
And then you
like,
said to me,
oh,
and then you said, how'd you like that Viagra-powered raisin rolling on top of you? And that's when my mom said, I do.
It is true. I do think Buzz Aldrin specifically did get a lot of ladies after coming off that moon.
Oh, for sure. Back in the day. But I think he was still like sweeping it up off the streets of Hollywood.
That's
like,
nice.
He like punches people if you try and tell
he does.
Him the moon landing
is fake. That's a fake moon landing?
Like,
really? How's this? Is this taste fake? This taste fake?
Yeah. I'm Buzz Aldrin. Who the fuck are you, piece of shit?
Just so
go get my car.
Yeah. It's Viagra. Like,
so when the two pilots were having the pilot face off, she went over to the corner to talk to God and said, give me the words. Help me with the words. Help me feel smart. It made me like her.
That made you like her?
Well, this wasn't help me with the, because we knew that she panicked and froze doing the toast. And we knew it was when she was going to have to go give the welcome speech. And when she, and I know when I get nervous that she said, like, when she said the phrase, help me feel smart. I had compassion for her.
Yeah, all right, I see. And then I forgot about the toast, and she was about to go in and do a toast.
Do the toast.
Yeah. All right.
Because, like, clearly that's hard for her to, like, off-the-cuff welcome people in her own words.
Right.
And then and I also found it very charming for her to say, it was hard for me to felt like I deserved this, but now, like, thank you so much. You've all made me feel so – like, I appreciate all of you coming. It makes me actually feel like maybe I do deserve this. And it made me like her.
All right.
I know. I liked her so much
but
more.
Don't you,
than
and
I
this might
would.
Be the guy point of view. Don't you get a little tired of the person who finally realizes they're worthy of being a person?
But it's episode one.
I know. All right. So let's hope she doesn't do it for
will.
17
she will.
Weeks.
She's going to.
I'm finally valid. I'm finally a person.
No, she's going to.
You're gorgeous. I mean, you miss Alabama. How much do you need to be validated?
I feel like you see her really in the coming ups, like stepping up to these guys. Like even we saw it with Scott. Like she.
Oh, let's talk about Scott.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Scott. So we have out in the van, out in the like danger van.
Right.
We have
Demi and Katie.
She's.
Oh, your mama's in jail. Get over here.
Anna's. The millennial to your right is horrified right now.
Your mother's in jail. Is that your type?
I think it
recently
might be.
Recently released embezzled women.
Like daughters. Embezzlers. Children. Yeah. They're children.
They're children.
You're ready to make some mistakes.
Yeah.
You're ready to get even at your mother.
Exactly. Yeah. She's not here for you, but look who is.
Oh, no!
call the police, Arden. Call the police.
You know what's scary? I don't have a foot to stand on. I just accused him of trying to fuck my mother in front of his 14-year-old son who's going through chemo.
Let's get back to Scott.
Okay, so Scott, wait. So they're out there, and somebody had like Instagram messaged her, which I feel like it was ABC.
Well, it was
I feel
all
like
set
ABC
up. Yeah.
messaged her,
right?
But they were. She was trying to figure it out. Who is it? Who is it?
Which the way she was figuring it out was weird because like she wasn't sent a photo. It was almost like she heard their voice and was like, oh,
how did she? Yeah,
I don't know. That was really unclear.
She must have known the name and then like a vague idea of what who he was, and then was just trying to place
like,
that person.
And by the way, I was also surprised of like they didn't let Katie and Demi like get in cute outfits. They were in like frumpy
sweaters.
Well,
they were supposed to be in the van doing
incognito.
But still, you could throw them a style.
Little cleavage isn't going to hurt anyone.
Okay, Steve, the millennials out there are.
Well, you just said it.
No, I'm just saying like they could have had.
I said the same thing.
Steve, you're out of control.
I'm
just saying they gave him like dirty old sweaters. They could have given him a cuter outfit
with a little cleavage.
Really,
Steve.
How is that fair?
Steve.
I gotta tell you, I don't see it.
Steve, time's up, Steve. Time's up, Steve.
Really, Steve? In this climate,
up.
In
the time's
all
up,
right,
Steve.
All right. Okay. Turtlenecks would have been better.
Okay, so turtleneck with a cleavage keyhole. Okay. All right. Do we need to take a break?
Yeah, I was just going to say, let's take an ad break really quick.
Great.
Take a little pee break.
Here we go. Pee break. Ooh, I don't know about you, but things are getting so hot in here. I think I got to take a pee break. Okay, you guys. ABC's sexy summer drama, Grand Hotel, is your new guilty pleasure. I watched it. It's really fun. It's a 5-star hotel. They've got 5-star secrets, and it's set along the gorgeous backdrop of Miami Beach. Eva Longoria is the executive producer, and this is a bold and provocative family drama drenched in romance and mystery. Again, I've never really watched a late-night soap, and I have to say I was watching it, and now I'm like hooked, and I'm curious what's going to happen. They cast it really well. The lead guy's super foxy. Like, there's a lot of secrets. There's a young woman. She disappears during a hurricane. And there's all these scandals and lies. It's like Clue for television, you guys. If you guys like Clue, you will like The Grand Hotel. It's a contemporary, fresh take on the upstairs, downstairs story as the staff's lives intertwine with the owners of the hotel, and nobody is who they seem. Guests bask in luxury, but there are many explosive truths hiding beneath the picture-perfect exterior. With so many twists and turns, you'll be on the edge of your seat every week. An all-star cast includes Academy Award nominee Demian Bashir and Rosalind Sanchez. So you check in to the Grand Hotel Monday, June 17th on ABC. I have to say it's really good. It's really fun. I liked it. I would highly recommend it. I'm going to be watching to see what happens, but I think you guys would like it. It was fun, and I think everybody in the cast was good. There's a bunch of fun stuff in it. This episode is also brought to you by Lola. Lola is a female-founded company that sells all organic cotton tampons, pads, liners, and all-natural cleansing wipes. Unlike other major brands, Lola products are 100% natural, and they're easy to feel good about. Lola products are 100% organic cotton, and there's no added chemicals, fragrances, synthetics, or dyes, which is... I remember learning about this. Some of the more like brands that are everywhere, they put like there's like some poisons on the cotton, and it gets into your body. And you know, we want you guys to be healthy, and we want you to feel good. We are rooting for all you ladies. Lola makes your month a little bit easier. Their subscription box is fully customizable, and you can choose your mix of products, your mix of absorbency, number of boxes, and frequency of delivery, and your subscription is super flexible. So you can change, you can skip, or you can cancel your subscription at any time, and it's like this cute little package that arrives at your house. I have to say, they nailed their packaging. So they sent me some samples. It arrived. I was like, that's cute. Yes. You know what? I'm lucky I'm a lady, and I have to, you know, get my time of the month. And thank you, Lola, for taking care of me. So try Lola yourself. Visit mylola.com. And use promo code ROSE for 40% off all subscriptions. Again, that's mylola.com. And use my promo code ROSE for 40% off all subscriptions. Hey, guys, we're back. So Scott, turns out, Scott had some girlfriend that they were planning on meeting up for a trip afterwards that he was banging on Monday night. I'm sorry, everybody bangs somebody, I'm sure, Monday night.
Yeah, that's the weird thing. It's like, I feel like a lot of these dudes are seeing women casually.
Of course they are.
And as are the women, you know, on The Bachelor.
Yeah.
Because I hear like you don't really know you made it through the process until
You really think 26 hot women, none of them are dating?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even all these dudes. Yeah. When she came in, she was like, if you've got a guy or if you're dating someone, you need to leave right now. Like, it was like crickets. Like,
I know. I remember, like literally in this day and age with all these apps, you're thinking that some people don't have some loose ends out there. Yeah. That's like.
But I guess it is one thing if you're dating very casually, but it sounded like this was a girlfriend.
Yeah, I mean, that was pretty shady.
That is different.
I'd also to talk about what a piece of crap Scott is in so many ways.
Yeah. Yeah.
The way he handled that was so douchey. So,
you were just dating Colton.
Yeah,
well, that was really good. But even early on,
what?
You have to watch. People think liars lie when, like, the shit hits the fan. But liars lie all the time.
Right.
So he said, oh, I'm really into, what was it, design?
Yeah. Yes.
Right. And she goes, oh, so am I. And he goes, oh, really? And then just a minute later, he's talking to the guy.
Yeah, I knew she was
into
design.
They lie just because that's what they do. They just lie.
I know.
I thought that was weird.
I'll tell you something after.
Okay.
Yeah, it is weird when liars lie.
Yeah, and he's just a liar.
I know. Liars are so weird. And also, like, there's been a few friends in my life that I've realized, like, or in the past that I used to – people I hang out with. When do you start to realize someone's a liar? Like a liar. Somebody who's a chronic liar.
That's my point. They do it all
the
time.
It's so – then it's so strange because then you're like, I can't even – you don't – it's hard to even indulge anything they say.
But he had so many options in that moment. Like maybe he didn't want to seem like a creeper by going, yeah, I know you do. He could have said, I was so happy when I heard that, when I found that out.
Yeah, right. That's true. Oh, yeah, I heard that.
Instead of just the option of, oh, the move here is the lie.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's weird because it's not like it'd be weird if he looked that up about her.
No.
Like, that's great. You tried to learn something about her.
Yeah.
That's a kind of a plus.
Right. Yeah. And the idea that he thinks, rather than come off as that, maybe I should lie.
Oh,
yeah.
Maybe lying is, the way to go.
You're right. So he lied to the guys. Weird. He was busy lying to the guys, and then she pulled him outside, and he was like, she was like, did you see this lady Monday? I mean, no. Well, Monday. Oh, Monday.
Monday.
Oh, I'm sorry. When you said Monday, I thought you meant Monday. But yes, right. Monday. Yes. Well, yes, no.
Well, it scared me. Well, it scared me when he was pretty much getting the feeling that he was going to get the boot.
Yeah.
And then she said, well, no, I just want answers. And I thought, oh, no, she's not going to keep him around.
Yeah. You know what? Quite honestly, I bet that's the first time she's like stood up to somebody and she had to kind of like get up her nerve to really – he had to be such a piece of shit that she had to kick him out.
Yeah, he felt manipulative when he would be like, well, do you want me to leave?
Yeah.
I just wanted her to be like, get the fuck out.
Yeah.
Right. Well, she did eventually.
Yeah.
And you got to admit, I mean, I think the best moment, her best moment in the whole episode that will resonate was, hey, Scott, yeah, come here. We need to talk.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, that was really good.
He was like, a good talk?
Is it a good talk?
Is that a good talk?
Are you going to touch me there?
Steve. So then she was all upset and... and everyone was like, somebody should go talk to her. And they're like, no, let's give her space. I will say, Luke did man up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I had a conversation.
Talk to me.
I had a conversation with my girlfriend about that.
Yeah.
And she said, oh, one of the guys should go over. I said, look, if it's me, the first thing I'm going to do is listen to her and give her a little space.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not cool to run over and be that guy in 30 seconds.
You're right. If she's like, I need a minute.
She said, I need my space. And then it was weird because who went over? Luke, right?
Luke, who then got the first impression rose.
But didn't it seem weird? She seemed like she was saying she was cold and
he
didn't offer.
Yeah, and he was like, oh, that's too bad. Well, anyway, my coat's great.
Yeah, my coat.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. She did. She was like, I'm shivering. I'm so cold.
That's another reason I think he's a fucking douche. Yeah. Like, if she said that in front of Mike, God. Mike would have been like, here's my coat.
Dude,
I'm listening to you.
He didn't give her his coat.
Yeah. I thought that was weird. Like, he just didn't do it. He didn't react to it.
And he did have a purple tie on with a bright blue suit.
And his pocket square didn't match.
It didn't?
No, it was like pink, and it was like that purple paisley type
Secret psycho, dude. Secret psycho.
Secret stone.
No, I think he's going to be a full-out blown.
So he's the dick.
Controlling.
We thought the dick. We
didn't see it coming.
We didn't know he was going to be the dick.
Born Again doesn't usually read as like full psycho, but maybe he needed to have that sex to maintain that like anger.
They had a sexy kiss too.
Is that wrong?
I was texting my mom about it, and I was like saying how he's really religious, and we were saying that was gross. Anyways, and then she was like, "Oh, they had a big non-religious kiss."
They did. They had a very sexy non-religious kiss.
Yeah, suck her face off.
And she was like ready to like dry hump, and like I felt like he was ready to go for like a titty squeeze.
Well, one thing I don't like about him is he's too buff. Like his face, his head doesn't match the rest of his body, and it's just like it weirds me out. I don't like people that are
like he's too buff. No, I agree. You could tell that he's a born again virgin. You could tell he's been to the bone zone because he was was all riled up.
He said the ladies loved him.
Yeah,
he did.
I think he had an outlet with his anger with sex, and now that he's not having sex, he's aggressively working out to like.
I wonder if he's taking a tiny bit of steroids in that because that makes people a hothead.
Yeah, he seems like a hothead.
Didn't he also say when he first came out and he did that?
Didn't he also say this?
Didn't he say, "I know you're the what is her
beast,
freak?
Hannah Beast?
Okay, you're the beast, but I'm the king of the
jungle,
and I want you to be my queen," which which sounded subservient.
I agree with you. It was like I'm top dog.
Yeah, you're not a beast.
I bet he is the one that ends up telling her she shouldn't be having sex or whatever.
It would make sense that he would too because he's religious and he's probably now celibate
because God talked to him in the shower.
He's born again, but
I hope she's like, "And you put that baby on the couch weird."
Yeah, exactly.
You didn't put him in a donut.
Where's my neck?
God talked to me in the shower. I'd take my finger out of my ass. I'll tell you that.
What? Steve, the millennials don't. I'm a big crusty.
Millennials are apparently really into ass now. Yeah, that was the thing. Yeah. Right? Millennials love the ass.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. That's what someone was telling me. Like, millennials love to eat ass. And I was like, we do like to eat ass.
Wait, what?
Yeah, that's apparently.
Here's your bib. Get busy.
Oh, my God. Let's do him a favor and cut that out. It's so gross.
What the heck?
Steve, we're going to do you a favor and cut you out of this episode.
All right, you can keep it. Fine. Do you want to live and die by that?
I will live and die by
it,
yes.
That's so disgusting. All right, fine.
I think it's fun.
Okay, great. Dude, so wait a minute. What do you mean millennials love to eat ass?
We're back on that.
Is that for real?
Apparently they're I did hear that they don't like boobs anymore because that's how one reason like Hooters doesn't do well. Like millennials are killing
there's
Hooters.
There's just like all these articles about how like that's the
They love ass. Well they love everybody has like ass injections. It used to be like titties.
Butts are big.
How far does it go with the that's not really having sex? Like, you know, is eating somebody's ass.
Well, butt fucking. I mean, that's
right.
The,
that's not really not having sex.
The religious way. I've done it all.
Oral's not.
It's not?
Well, that was the old Colton way. Colton was like,
I feel like I'm having sex when someone's doing that to me. I feel like I'm having sex.
You're not.
I'm not.
No, you're getting a blowjob.
So official, I've never had sex.
But you did have a vertebrae removed so you could blow yourself.
I did. Oh, my God. Best surgery I ever had.
He's very limber out there. Freddie Cassidy.
Great, Steve.
I sure do. Wow, my skin is excellent.
Brandon Castor director's out there. He can roll himself up like a tight little ball.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. How you doing, SD?
I'm great. I'm having a good time.
So where are we?
We're pretty much been through. So then she did the ceremony. She gave creepy Luke the – she gave Luke the – first impression rose. She gave a kiss to the guy that she had the song with on the first – after the rose.
Connor?
Somebody got a kiss.
Yeah. Connor got a kiss
Cameron.
Luke.
Cameron got a kiss,
right? But Cameron was like,
can
I get
and
a
didn't
kiss?
Didn't she make out with Connor? Yeah, she made out with Connor.
Oh, he asked permission. That's not good, right?
Yeah, he's weird. Also, when he was like, after he saw her, after
Connor?
Coming out of the main – no, Cam, Cameron, after coming out of the limo, he was like, good to see you, girl. Which I was
I hate him.
Wait, he kept saying ABC, always be Cam. And by the way, and for people out there listening, that is a Glengarry Glen Ross, like always be closing.
Always be closing, yes.
And that was like, but the fact that we see in the previews that he says it numerous times, it's like.
I don't like him.
No, I hate him.
So Cam sucks, and so she made out with Cam and Connor and Luke.
I believe so.
I thought there were two.
There were three.
I thought there was two.
Cameron was the first one because I remember
Cam
being like really really upset.
I don't remember.
It wasn't exciting.
I don't remember her kissing Connor.
Connor, she kissed.
Yeah, they kissed. Because remember, I was like, ooh, go Connor.
Yeah.
He's not the one who asked permission. Who's
no,
the one
Cam
who asked?
Cam was the one that was
Cam.
Like,
can I get a kiss?
That's not.
What about, yeah. What about Connor?
It's our second date.
I thought Connor J was cute with his, I liked his little bachelorette party, and I liked the junk in the trunk game. I've never seen that. That was cute.
You like that.
He was cute.
That was sweet.
The bachelorette party idea was a good idea.
It was cute.
It was a cute idea.
And it had her name out there. I thought that that was really put, it was cute.
Yeah.
It did seem odd that he was winded.
Yes, and she told him to, like, basically nut up. Yeah. She was like, get your shit together.
Yeah, get it tighter.
Like, how out of shape are you? You look pretty in shape.
Yeah.
I will I exercise a lot, but when I tour doing stand-up, I dance onto stage for, like, a half of a song, and I'm so winded that I have to drink, like, an entire drink to get it together before I start talking. It's a great show I put on.
Yeah, it sounds fantastic.
It's great. For 20 of the 45 minutes, I'm trying to get it. I'm like this woman.
Well, maybe
hold on. Hey, Philadelphia!
You know, I've worked with you before. Maybe you shouldn't do those 5 whippets before you.
I've got to, Steve.
Yeah, you got
I've got to.
To. Oh, I see.
They're not going to whip themselves. I've got to. Who else is going to do it? Why do you think I bring a suitcase filled with Ready Whip?
Oh, wait. I have a question. What do you think about Devin's bit about being a virgin and being like, just kidding?
You know, it was stupid.
Yeah. I did not care for that at all.
Wait a minute. Is he the one that is the sperm donor?
No, he's the one that's friends Mateo. With Wills.
Okay, I've got to look up the sperm
he's
donor.
He's the talent manager.
Ew.
Oh, the talent manager, right. He had a bad tie, the talent manager, didn't he?
What do you mean he's a talent manager?
Wasn't he a talent manager?
He's got 115 kids? That's so gross.
That's the Mateo guy?
Yeah.
Professional sperm donor.
What do you mean he's a talent manager?
He's not the talent manager.
He's a manager. Of talent, like
this
he's like
guy?
A, like you
no.
know how yeah you have
no.
a no Devin the one who Devin. Made the virgin joke.
What is but like he like he
like a manager
like
how you have a manager.
He lives in LA.
Is he my manager?
Oh, God, you know, she's gonna Devin? Call him. She's gonna call
Devin,
him.
Devin, your manager.
Oh, Devin, my manager.
Yeah.
Right. That's how I met Steve. He put us together. He thought we'd have great chemistry.
I said 30% sounds good, and you guys have had a great relationship.
We have a great relationship. All right, overall. So wait, what will you read us? What our predictions were last week, Miss Katie?
Yes, let me pull it up. Hold on. So we all chose Garrett as our number one.
Who made no headway?
I still have hopes.
They showed him in the coming up. It looks like he's going far.
Okay, great. Ryan,
he might be perfectly discreet.
How about
enough.
Ryan, who had the goodbye party with all of the women in the neighborhood? He got cut.
He went home.
They showed John Paul Jones Bond in the upcoming episodes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Scott looks like a tool. Scott just looks like a piece of shit.
Someone's drunk on the first night.
Oh, yeah. We knew he was a piece of shit.
Yeah, we all chose him as the drunk.
Oh, yeah. Nobody got drunk.
No, they didn't. Nobody.
I don't think they get drunk anymore. I think they're fucking smart enough not to do
it. Well, I think because that 2-drink limit an hour, they like. They keep them on a tight leash.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, ever since that paradise.
After the
See,
thing with
Corinne. Yeah, we
got to
stop choosing drunk it just doesn't work.
And I know Wells said to us that they really limit it. They really
the
actually,
business,
yeah.
They measure it.
Okay, so then we picked.
So then your number two is Luke P.
Okay.
Your third is Jed.
It should be Peter, but it's Jed, the singer-songwriter.
Anna,
Peter the pilot?
You are Garrett, Peter, Luke P.
Mm. I think those are
Garrett, Luke P, and Peter.
Okay, I just threw Jed.
And I wish they switched Peter.
I wish that I had removed Garrett and put a Peter in there.
Yeah.
All right, who do you think is going to win, Steve?
I have no idea who's going to win. I'm trying to think if there's anybody. If there's a dark horse that I really want to pick out right here, I like the. The guy who asked for a kiss.
Yes.
I think it's really lame to ask for a kiss, but it seemed like they had a nice moment when they kissed.
He also
didn't
came
it?
Out rapping. And he
He's the ABC.
He's just terrible.
He's a loser.
I can't pick him. I don't know. I don't think Peter's going to win? No, I don't think Peter's that good looking. I don't think Peter's that interesting. Uh-oh. I think a guy who wears a uniform is lame.
Wow.
I think he was so
Your odd. Jealousy is showing.
Yeah, your jealousy
is oh, really?
Showing.
Oh, I'm jealous of wearing a uniform.
I can see you Googling uniforms on costumes.com on your phone right now.
Yeah, exactly.
What? That's weird.
Yeah. And I don't want to see you in a nurse's scrub.
I really do think it's lame to show up at that in a uniform. I think it's worse for
Hannah Beast. Read the room. Hannah's gonna love a fucking uniform.
She said it like, love a man. And
also, yeah, so who you're dealing with.
I had a thought while I was watching it. Do you think the producers say to them, obviously they try to get them to do something crazy. So I said to myself, not that the uniform's crazy, but you know, all the other stuff.
They
did
less crazy this
Do they show them numbers that if you do something outside of the norm, the chances of going past that night are 85?
Oh.
Do you think that has? Because so many guys are agreeable to it.
I feel like it was less weird than normal. Remember the year when Cupcake drove up in the cupcake?
Yeah.
Like,
I there was a tractor, and there was
The guy hopped the fence.
The guy
came out of a box.
Yeah.
I mean, JoJo came up with a unicorn.
Yeah, she was a unicorn head.
Yeah, I don't understand why people do it.
We should ask Wells.
One more thing about Peter. So in the group photo, he is right next to Hannah in the spot where in the past the winners have been in that spot.
You are
really far.
But you are really a conspiracy person.
You were saying you don't think he's going to win.
I don't think he's going to make it all the way, no.
Who do you think is going to win?
My choice is Garrett. I still think he's up there.
Yeah.
I don't know. For me, the top three, like, I think those guys are going to make, those three are going to make it really far.
I feel like Connor S has a chance.
I think so, too.
I think Luke P is going to get knocked out.
I think
he's
going
to go far, but get knocked out. Far. And I'm thinking Connor, Garrett, and Peter are my top runners. I don't know if Jed will.
She liked that song.
Can I get less odds and just say I think it's going to be a Southerner?
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, that's why I think
most
Garrett.
Likely. Yeah.
I think
Garrett?
He's going to be the underdog who
also,
comes up.
Also, all of their Instagrams are no longer private, so you can look at their Instagrams. Garrett looks very normal and cool on Instagram. I like it.
Okay.
A lot of the guys look like they're like trying to be models and shit. Ugh. And then Peter is literally just pictures of him with his family. Like, that's it. And it's very
sweet. Something weird about something.
Is he in uniform?
I'm from an aviation family.
Yeah. My mom was the flight attendant. Yeah. He's the pilot. Fuck the flight attendant. Yeah.
Have you heard of the Mile High Club? That's where I was birthed.
Maybe too close with his family because he still lives with them.
Yeah. By the way, but here they're all still innocent. They've only been on TV once.
Yeah.
And now they'll all soon have like sponsored con. Do you remember when we met Sweet Dean at Outside Land? And the next week he was about to have his first. He was going to do an ad for a watch, and he asked us not to judge him that he was going to sell a watch, like
what?
And now he's like
Bud Light, what I drink every 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, does he do that now?
No, I don't know.
Everybody does. They all do.
Does Bud Light.
It's okay.
Funny that Bud Light needs the press.
Will you guys do the very first tweet of the week with me?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
There was some good ones.
So many good ones. Okay. Cheyenne Constant at Trixie Firecracker. 90% sure John Paul Jones has murdered before, and 99% sure he will murder again.
Yes.
Love it.
Seth Vatt at Basebone One.
Oh, yeah.
My name's Luke P. I used to crush that puss in high school, but then I found God in the shower, so now I crush that God puss. Producer, none of that word salad you said matters except for shower.
That's really good.
That's really good. Jennifer at Jennifer W613. Is John Paul Jones all tense because he had to leave the home he shares with all the other villains from 80s movies? Okay. Seth Vatt at Baseball One. A small town pageant queen finds love in the middle of a trade war between Neil Lane and the Chicago box mafia. If that doesn't scream Lori Loughlin original, I don't know what does.
So true. We'll see this on Hallmark.
Okay, wait. There's a few more. Hold, please. Lauren Johnson at words_by_LJJ. We're already an hour gone. Bruh. You're going to be at this party until at least noon tomorrow. You good.
Yeah, it's true. They're always like, we don't have any time. It's like everyone leaves at sunlight.
Yeah, it's going to be 4 p.m.
It was like noon.
When I love that she wrote it. Bruh, you're going to be at this party until at least noon tomorrow. You good. That made me laugh really hard. Bruh. Oh, my God. I mean, really, look at it written out. Just look at how it is very good at written out.
It's so true, though. They're like, we have no time. It's like,
so
you're not
good.
Allowed to leave the premises.
Okay, here's the final one. Emily Asbury at Emily Asbury. John Paul Jones, 13th century vampire, here to win the heart and immortal soul of Hannah Bay.
That's so real.
All right, let's narrow
it. That's a lot of John Paul Jones.
All right, let's narrow it down to two, guys. I feel like the first one. Yeah. I'm going to pick the first one, narrowing it down. Okay, so then what's the other one?
What's the first one?
The first one is Cheyenne Constan at Trixie Firecracker, 90% sure John Paul Jones has murdered before and 99% sure he will murder
again.
Really
like that one.
And then we like that first one by...
By Seth Vatt?
Yeah. That was pretty good.
My name's Luke P. I used to crush that puss in high school, but then I found God in the shower. So now I crush that God puss. Producer, none of that word salad, none of that word salad you said matters except for shower. Okay, so God puss or John Paul Jones murderer?
I'm going to go for the God puss.
John Paul Jones Bond.
John Paul Jones murder one.
I'm going to go John Paul Jones Bond. Cheyenne Constan at Trixie Firecracker. 90% sure John Paul Jones Bond has murdered before and 90% sure he will murder again. If you guys want a song and you want to, you get your own theme song, you can get it on Patreon at the Tennille Arts level. We will be about to start watching with our friend. We're going to watch our friend Alex. The Bachelor in Paradise Australia season is going to start soon, which we're very excited to watch. Email us, rosepodcast@gmail.com. Tweet to us. And we are so grateful that you guys listen. Tell your friends. Like us on iTunes. Like us on Facebook. Steve, you have a podcast.
Good show. Good show.
Good show.
Good show.
Good show.
Yeah.
Good show.
I have a podcast.
What is it called?
2019. Everybody has a podcast.
What's your podcast?
What kind of animal would I be without one?
Where can people find you, Steve?
Oh, we can find us on iTunes. It's called That's Gold with Steve Heitner. I really went creative on the name.
What was your new catchphrase? Sundimage. Do you have anywhere people want to find them?
Sundimage.
I mean, you can listen. I mean, hey, look, if you are in that cross section who loves The Bachelor and news of the Middle East, you are going to love my podcast, Ethically Ambiguous. You're going to love it.
Great. Katie Levine.
I don't really have anything to plug. I'm on Twitter, KT_money, but also just go adopt a pet. Don't buy a pet, adopt a pet.
You know what?
I say that every week.
I've now opened like a cat cafe.
Well, Doris Day is dead now, so you can take over.
Yeah. You said that kind of happily. Did she reject you too, Steve?
She was not flattered.
Yeah,
She said she didn't want to go to the prom.
JJ had kind of a Doris Day vibe.
Yeah, she did. She was a little sunshine.
She was a little bit of Doris Day.
A little sun damage.
Yeah, she had a little sun damage. She's a little sun damage.
Oh, get that vitamin C, ladies.
Well, you guys, we love you. We're glad to be back. Thank you also to everybody who emailed me about JJ. It really meant so much. She loved doing the podcast. And quite honestly, I think it's the best therapy on Grief Island that a lady could ask
Absolutely.
For.
Absolutely.
And in the meantime, sometimes I'll buy some makeup palettes late at night on Sephora if I feel bad. Don't judge me. All right. We're out.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, yeah. Gonna get all up in you tonight. It feels so good. I just got one little question for you, girl. Will you accept this rose? Accept this rose into your world. Will you accept this rose into your world?
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.